you knocked me off my feet. Every time you come around me, I get weak. Oh, yeah. Nobody ever made me feel this way. Oh. You kiss my lips and then you take my breath away. So, I wanna know. What you were worth, no. And he never took the time to make it worth. No, baby, I'm the kind of man who shows concern. Yes, I do. Any way that I can please you, let me learn. So I won't know.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvin. Let me kind of thank everyone for joining us this evening. Be sure you be mighty careful on the highway today. We have some hazardous conditions that have reached the southeast part of the United States, and be sure you be safe out there. And by all means, please not text while driving. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Tisani Chen. And it's entitled, I Want to Know What Love Is.
Definition of a man was to never cry, work till you're tired, got to provide, always be the rock for my fam, protect them by all means,
and give you the things that you need, baby.
Our relationship is suffering. Tryna give you what I never had. Say I don't know how to love you, babe. Well, life ain't show me the way. I keep my feelings deep inside. I channel them with my pride. I'm trying desperately, baby. Just work with me.
Show me the way to surrender my heart.
Never let them think you care at all. Let no one get close to me before you and me. I done shared things with you, girl, about my past that I'd never tell to anyone else. Just keep it to myself. Girl, I know I lack affection and expressing my feelings. It took me a minute to come and admit this, but see, I'm really trying to change now. Wanna love you better, show me how. Trying desperately, baby, please
see
work
how
with me.
Love, show me the way to surrender
my heart.
Girl, I'm so lost.
Yeah.
Teach me how to love, how I can get my emotions involved.
Love is bad. Have I done the
You are tuning out to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 20 minutes after the hour. I kind of thank everyone for joining us this evening. Be sure to check out our website and connect with us every day at www.rainbowvoicenetwork.com. Our next song coming up is coming from Tyrone Davis, and it's entitled, I Got Carried Away.
Took my hand and made me feel just like a man. Of a time when you took a hold and thrilled my very soul. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. The highway side. I should be home by now, home just in time to lay her down to sleep and praise the Lord for the keep of love. The time I got started in the right direction, the DJ on the radio was playing another selection, but our song was still on my mind. Memories lingered on of how you have been so kind. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. Thinking about the time when you were so good to me. Oh, I just, baby, I got carried away. Carried away. Sweet baby. Carried away. And before I knew it, carried away. I was 10 miles. I was wondering, would you believe me when I say, oh, I just, baby, I got carried away.
Love can be know just about everybody's hooked on something. Or someone. Ain't that right, y'all?
Yeah, right.
Huh? I said just about everybody's hooked on something.
Yeah.
Or someone. Seem like I ought to be able to get a witness on that.
Amen.
Can I? And if you don't believe me, listen to this song. Some men hooked on women.
Oh yeah.
Some women hooked on men.
That's right.
And some men hooked on drugs.
Oh yeah.
Some women hooked on it too.
That's right.
And some men hooked on gambling.
Oh yeah.
Some women hooked on it too.
That's right.
But baby, let me tell you. You're my cocaine, you're my liquor, my cigarettes too. You're my toast, bacon and eggs. You fill me up each and every day. I'm hooked, yes I am. I'm hooked on you. I'm so weak, baby, 'cause I'm hooked on you. Some men hooked on money.
Oh yeah.
Some women hooked on it too.
That's right.
And some men hooked on working.
Oh yeah.
Some women hooked on it too.
That's right.
And some men hooked on sex. Let me tell you, hey, what my weakness is. Ooh, girl, I'm hooked. Look at me. I'm hooked on you. I'm so weak, girl. I can't help myself.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 22 minutes before the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthday today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, as you celebrate an anniversary or a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Tyrese, entitled I Wanna Go There.
All I came to do is make you feel alright. wanna go anywhere.
Should I get down on my knees and get started right away, baby? Should I lick my lips? Should I grab on them hips? Should I start to do it real slow? Ain't going no one else could go. Should I try to make it swell? Should I take you all the way there? Should I make you bust once or twice? Girl, I'm gonna give you bragging rights.
I wanna go
anything, put on my heart.
Neighbors know my keep on banging on the wall, but nothing's gonna change. I bet the neighbors know my name.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 2 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for our comedy break. Our featured comedian today is Kevin Hart.
Here's my thing. This is me being honest. I don't mind a crazy fucking woman as long as that's who you are. If that's who you are, be that person. Shanti, if that's who you are, be it. I don't give a fuck. Here's my problem. I don't like it when you're a hypocrite. Like, I don't like women that dare a man to hit her for like 3 hours and then act surprised when he do it. I don't like that bitch. You ever see that bitch? Yeah, whatever. I wish you would. Hit me. Watch what the fuck happened. No, don't be a bitch. Don't walk away like a bitch. Hit me. Watch. Let me tell you something. I promise you, boo-boo. I promise you. Shit ain't gonna go down. Hit me. Watch. Help! He crazy! You not fucking crazy? Tired of you talking shit all goddamn day. That's all it is. I can't stand them women. Be who you are. Me, myself, I don't want a happy woman. I like crazy fucking women. I love the fact that my wife is crazy. I love it. I don't want a happy woman. Can you deal with that? Every time you come home, she got some happy shit to say. Think about it. As soon as you walk in the house, she happy. Oh, my God. Who's home? You are. Oh my God. Sit down. Sit the fuck down. I got fired today. You want to tickle somebody. Sit down. That's what women do, though. You got to understand women. I can honestly say I figure women out. If I'm wrong right now, tell me I'm wrong. Chad, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm fucking wrong. I'm going to dedicate this to you because you put this shit together. If I'm wrong, you're allowed to say I'm wrong, fucking Shiny. Say I'm wrong, okay? Let me tell you, this is how much I know I have women down. Women, you're just like men, okay? You're just as nasty. You're just as sneaky. You're just better at it. Just, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Watch. All right, watch. I'm going to prove a point to you. You'll think some nasty shit. You'll think about it. But you won't tell him the nasty shit you're thinking. You'll wait for him to do it. And when he do it, you'll act like, oh, my God, you nasty. I can't believe he did that. That's some real shit. That's what women do. I'm going to give you an example. Shaq, you ever having sex? While you're having sex, you touch her. You say, babe, turn over. Turn over, babe. You didn't grab her. You didn't throw her over. You didn't body slam her. You said, babe, turn over. But when you do it, she get real dramatic. She go overboard. Turn over, babe. She starts saying shit that you wasn't even thinking. All you said was turn over. She started to verbally put her nasty shit on you. Turn over, babe. Oh, my God, don't put your fingers in my butt. What? What you say? What you say, baby? Oh, my God, you going to put your fingers in my butt? No. No, baby, I'm not about to. You going to put 2 fingers in there? No. No. That's not my thing. Just get the lube out the top drawer next to my panties. The lube? Bitch, when we get lube in the house? The undercoverly hid lube in the house, bitch? That's what women do. You put your nasty shit on men. But I'm going to tell you something. Men, we only got a certain level of fucking nasty. I'm going to talk to y'all, Shanti, because y'all here, okay? Okay? You're fucking here. That's my nigga. That's my motherfucker. fucking man pots and pans. He only got a certain level of nasty. Like, y'all got some years in now. And I'm going to be honest with you. His first year, he was the shit. He was turned out. His creativity was fucking amazing. He's like, baby, get out the car, get ass naked, get on the hood. I'm going to put a brick on the gas pedal, make the car drive slow. I'm about to ghost ride your ass. You get, your shit runs out. Your nasty level wears the fuck out. He's still trying right now, but it ain't as good. Nigga trying to be creative. This is how old niggas come up with shit. Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Baby, get the shit. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Get the blow dryer, plug it in, put it on high, I'ma fuck the hot spot. What? What did you say?
Fuck that. No, that's stupid. You're right. That's dumb. Hold on. Get, shit, hold on, baby. Hey, get the dog and the cat, make them fight. I want to make your pussy mad.
What? My pussy mad? Nigga, what did you... The older you get. Now, my job is to make y'all laugh and educate at the same time. Here's my goal, to educate. See, a lot of couples here on double dates tonight, okay? I'm going to tell you why you don't do that. Tell you why. Shaq, I'm out of here. Listen to this shit. Some real fucking shit. Fuck with you. Known you for a minute. Pay attention, okay? I'm small, but I fucking know a lot of shit, okay? Here's why you don't double date and pay attention. It's serious. All you do is compete with the other couple. That's it. I'm telling you, real shit. Let's say he lean over and give her a kiss. Love you, babe. It's innocent. Love you, babe. First thing she gonna do, she gonna look at you. She like, must be nice. Now the competition started. Now the only way you can win is to suck her titty at the table. That's it. Now, listen. What I'm saying is real, okay? No. Here's my point. Here's my fucking point. Why she cover her titties? Like you was gonna jump on her titties. Alright. No, he's not. I'm just talking, Charlie. Listen. Here's the fucked up thing, okay? Here's why I say that. Women are so emotional. They discuss everything, Shaq. They fucking talk. They talk about y'all business. Men, y'all don't discuss each other's business. All we talk about is the shit that we might do. That's it. But they discuss everything. And it come out on night like this. Like, y'all out, y'all drinking, it's All-Star Weekend, you're having a good time. This is when the shit come out. I'm showing you how it come out. You get mad at her. You're like, you know what, Keisha, I can't stand when you come out. You get drunk, you fuck her tonight. She's like, whatever, dying, at least I don't eat ass. You like, what? Listen. Look, you be like, what? Eat ass. Oh, you don't eat ass? He don't eat ass. Hold up, whoa. You told him I eat ass? Everybody was talking. I didn't know it would come out. Now you gotta sit there with the you ate ass face. You he's sitting there like this. That's the you ate ass face, right? So, of course, you bring it back up because you mad. You're like, hey, look, first of all, only time I ate your ass was on your birthday. No. Fuck it. You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. I didn't get you shit, so I ate your ass. Don't make it seem like I'm out here every day and I'm just eating your ass. Everybody's sitting here pushing my glass to the side like I got the shit mouth. Fuck y'all. Better won't be no more ass eating up in here. I'm Kevin Hart. I love y'all. Swear to God.
Let's get it funk up on that more drama in our lives.
With the great track pumping, everybody's jumping. Go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping.
I told you, leave your situations out the door. So grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
My love is in for any reason, any reason at all. Then just let my record show I gave you all of my love.
LGBT rights, except a jab at Putin. The annual State of the Union address last night proved underwhelming for those of us who were hoping to hear President Barack Obama make a statement on statement or two on the behalf of LGBT rights. Sadly, we didn't hear anything about ENDA, and there was only the tiniest mention of marriage equality. However, noting that we're less than 2 weeks out from the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Obama did take the opportunity to seemingly express discontent with Russia's anti-gay policies and suggest that America's diverse array of athletes, including LGBT individuals, will shine through at the games. Quote, we believe in the inherent dignity and equality of every human being, regardless of race or religion, creed or sexual orientation, end quote, the president said, framing his annual list of priorities as a demonstration of values. Quote, and next week, the world will see one expression of that commitment when Team USA marches the red, white, and blue into the Olympic Stadium and brings home the gold, end quote. Painting the Olympics as a testament to America's belief in equality was one of two direct mentions of LGBT Americans in the speech. The first came while outlining some continuing priorities. Quote, across the country, we're partnering with mayors, governors, and state legislators on issues from homeless to marriage equality, end quote, he said. In other news, we have news from Uganda. The Ugandan president will only sign anti-gay bill if scientists prove homosexuality is a choice. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni said this week that he will only sign the country's frightening anti-homosexuality bill if he sees conclusive scientific research proving that homosexuality is chosen, not innate. Quote, unless I have got confirmation from scientists that this condition is not genetic, but a behavior that is acquired, I will not sign the bill, end quote, President Yoweri Museveni said, according to an anonymous source who spoke with The Observer. Museveni already refused to sign the bill earlier in January because of the shady way in which it was passed, but he does support many of its provisions, including prison time for LGBT people. Homosexuality is already illegal in Uganda. An earlier version of the bill called for death penalty for LGBT Ugandans. In his most recent comments, Baseman reportedly told members of parliament that he supports the bill's imposition of lifetime prison sentence for those who, quote, promote, abate, recruit, and support homosexuality, end quote. But that he was more hesitant to approve the law, quote, if it seeks to punish homosexuals, end quote, according to The Observer. Mixed feelings here, and the overwhelming dread certainly hasn't gone away. On the one hand, it's highly unlikely that we're ever going to see hard signs showing that homosexuality is a choice because there's so much evidence demonstrating the opposite. So it's that sense, in that sense, this is a relief. In other news, we have news in Tennessee. Openly gay Tennessee city councilman may be recalled for supporting LGBT causes. Next month, the Hamilton County Election Commission in Tennessee will consider a petition to recall Chattanooga City Councilman Chris Anderson, one of the state's first openly LGBT councilmen. Anderson has reportedly pushed to pass a law extending benefits to couples in domestic partnerships. But from the way they are talking, constituents have made it pretty clear that they are unhappy having an openly gay representative. Quote, he doesn't represent what the people want, end quote, said Mahmoud Abdullah, owner of Southside Market. Quote, his only goal is to boost homosexuality, end quote. Anderson, one of the first openly gay councilmen in Tennessee, said he's not surprised by this reaction. Quote, I knew when I ran for public office that I would have to make decisions that would politically difficult, end quote, he said in an email. Quote, if you want to recall me over the equal rights of the public servants that work so hard for the city of Chattanooga, bring it on, end quote. In other news, we have news of a college football player comes out as bisexual. A freshman at Willamette University in Oregon made history this week as the first active college football player to come out as LGBT. Connor Mertens, a kicker with huge potential for the Willamette Bearcats, came out to his coach as bisexual last week. Together, he and the coach came up with a way Connor could tell the entire team his news. And when he finally did, they responded with nothing but love and support. In this great Outsports feature, Connor talks about growing up in a conservative area, loaded with religious influence and anti-gay language in school, and feelings of depression coming from his sense that he was alone in his struggle, since coming out to himself and to the world, he's pledged never to let anyone go through the same hardship. Football won't be the only sports focus for Meriton. He intends to break down barriers for LGBT athletes, however he can. He has heard far too many gay people leaving sports because of they felt like they didn't belong, or they heard too many homophobic comments. American want to be part of the solution. This concludes our news broadcast. Thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News.
As we shed each other's love. the gentleness of your touch. Knowing I got someone else at home needs me just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
Going round, so many things. are over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The sky's above the blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. The night I look at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found the thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that
and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kale. I'm your host, Kale Marvet. It is 1 minute before the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. Be sure to join us each and every Wednesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Have a great and glorious evening. See you tomorrow, same time.